我希望那我Hello there. Is it impossible to speak to Ellie, please?
Speaking. Who's that?
Fantastic, Ellie. It's Ben calling from MMA Legal. It's in regards to the abuse claims that you put forward. You know, the Scottish abuse claims?
Yeah.
So it's just to get that, obviously, you know, underway for you and get all the ball rolling for yourself. Now's a good time?
Yeah. I've been thinking about it a lot. I don't know. It's just really difficult because my foster mother, I believe, has died, but she was lovely. But there's part of my story that she told me that it's not right, it's abuse. I didn't know this, it's not on file or anything. I was put in a foster home.
Yeah.
There was no record of it on my files, none of the family, nothing.
It wasn't.
And then the family that ended up adopting me, they were highly abusive.
And do you remember their names at all?
Yeah, the one that I ended up getting adopted by.
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah, they're both dead.
No, that's not a problem. Okay, so I'll just take some details from you. Now, there is quite a lot of details to take, but I will go through it very quickly with you.
Okay,
so just to start there, Ellie, we've got your name as Ellie Maria Fato, is that correct?
Yeah, but my actual legal name is Elizabeth Mary White.
White, yeah, that's fine. I was going to say, your email is very similar to that. Your email that we've got on the system is elizabethwhite121@btinternet.com. Of course, elizabeth.white, sorry.
Yeah, 121@btinternet.com, that's right, yeah.
So, Elizabeth Mary White, did you say?
Yes. Not on the email, but my legal name. My legal name is Elizabeth Mary.
Your legal name?
Yeah.
Yeah, no worries. Can you just confirm your
date of birth,
please.
Yeah. Can I just ask, this is a phone call from a mobile number. I'm a little bit wary.
Yeah, understandable. Our systems are down at the moment. No, understand. It's ourselves you made the inquiry. I've got a note here to read out to you. So when you inquired, you put a note that says, don't know, one family I was fostered with, only one. She told me I was taken from a wild her and a fostered and given back to her before I was adopted. I have no knowledge or notes of this, and it's not on my file. It's all terrible. So like I say, we are the right company. Our systems are down at the moment. So instead of, you know, not getting a claim started, we're using the office mobiles to reach you. The calls are recorded for training and quality purposes as well. We are on a dialing system. Okay.
Right,
So like I say, the information I'm asking you is only relative to the actual claim. All right. Are you okay to confirm the date of birth for me, please, Ellie?
19/12/72.
Yeah, what is it, mum?
Pardon?
Perfect. And your current address and postcode, please, there, Ellie. Your current address and postcode.
10 Roy Close.
Yep.
Papa Hotel 1.
Yep.
3 Echo Bravo.
Papa Hotel 1, yep. 3 Echo Bravo. Perfect. Thanks for doing it phonetically as well. It does help a lot. Is that in Perth, that address, yeah?
Perthshire, yeah, it's 5 miles out of Perth.
Yep, perfect. And the number we're calling you on today, that's the one.
That's my phone number,
the number we're calling you on today, Ellie, is it always best to get you on this number?
Yeah, it's the only one.
Yep, good stuff. And who is your local GP surgery?
My local GP surgery is Caledonian Road in Perth.
Yeah, could you spell it out for me?
Caledonian, as in Scotland, Caledonian. Caledonian.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. Health centre, you say?
Yeah.
Caledonian Medical Practice.
Yeah, that's it.
That's one, yeah?
Yeah.
That's fine. Okay. Let's get the address down. Carvian Road. Okay. And how old are you at the moment, Ellie?
I'm 53.
What's your age?
53.
Okay. And can I take... Yeah, 53, I've got that for you. And can I take your birth parents' name, if you know them?
My birth parents' name, she's dead. Her name was Elizabeth Frances Watson.
Yeah. Okay.
But on the birth certificate, on the adoption, when she gave me up for adoption, she was married. and her name was Elizabeth Boland.
Yep.
And my name, when she gave me up, was Elizabeth.
Boland.
She changed it from it was Elizabeth Boland. It's all very,
okay,
very bad.
I'll try that in there for you. That's not a problem. And do you know your father's name, are you?
Yes, I've found him through Ancestry.com. Yeah. But I don't really want to give him
in
it because I don't really want to give it out because he's highly, highly well known and he's incarcerated. But I can if it's means it's
okay,
he's been
no problem.
Done.
That's the only reason we ask for the mums.
He's the only one.
Yeah, the only reason we ask for like mums and things like that is just obviously when you was adopted, he's the only one that's alive. Just basically the reason we ask for that information is when you was adopted, that's the names that will be on your file. So of course,
but my father
say,
doesn't.
Ellie,
my father
well,
does not.
Of course, at the time it would say Elizabeth Mary White. He isn't.
Sorry.
Oh,
no,
okay,
he's not. He was not told about me.
Do you remember where?
Pardon?
He wasn't. Okay.
Sorry.
Do you remember
again?
Where you was living before you took, you know, before you went to the care room? I said, that's fine, then don't worry about it.
Sorry, you're cutting out, mate. But can you
what
again?
I was saying was, where, do you know where you was living before you went into care?
I was left in the hospital when she gave birth.
Just give me 2 moments, Elizabeth. You was left in the hospital. Okay. So you don't know where he's living. That's not a problem.
No,
okay.
I was left in.
And have you got any brothers or sisters at all? Do you know?
Right. Can you just stop, please? Right. I was left in the hospital when she gave birth to me, and then I was put into a children's home.
Yeah, no, I've got that down for you. Elizabeth, I'm not speaking over you, by the way. There's a delay with the line. So when I'm talking, you're talking as well. It's just a delay. It's not none of us being rude. Don't worry about it.
It just seems like that. So it's a very, delicate subject. So, yeah. I don't mean to be rude either, but it's just
No, you're not. Don't worry about that. Any siblings or anything? Any brothers or sisters at all, Elizabeth?
Yeah, but as I say, they're not down on... Well, there's only one and he's dead. And that was the one that she had when she was married.
Okay.
He died at, like, 4 years old.
And what age was you when you went into care? He died at 4 years old. What age was you when you went into care? Was it straight from the start? You said you got left at the hospital. Was that when you went straight into care?
Yeah, 6 weeks. I was in hospital for, I don't know, don't even know. I was in Perth Royal Infirmary and she just left me there. And I went straight into our children's home.
Okay, it's not very...
Don't know nothing about it. Who was looking after me, nothing.
It's not very nice, is it?
Graceful man.
Yeah, terrible. And you said you knew the foster parents. What were they called?
I found out who my foster mum was, but I was only an infant when she had me. Molly Vero. M-O-L-L-Y.
I mean the one where you believe you suffered abuse. The one where you went
to... Oh, well, the one that... They adopted me.
Yep. So you know like you said...
Pardon?
They adopted you.
Yep.
So, you know like you said, obviously you suffered some abuse. Which foster parents was that? Was it the same ones?
No, what I'm saying is the foster lady that had me, she was lovely. But she told me I was taken from her and given to a family... That is not on my record. That's abuse. And she goes, it's not right. You were not, I didn't want you to go there. And then you were, I don't know who it was. It was not on my records. Molly is my foster mum. She was lovely. Who were these people that I was given to and then taken back to her? Yeah. And why? That's what I want to find out. And why was I given to this family? That
I'm not
sure.
Really that. Yeah, none of that's in your records.
None of it's in the records.
Yeah. Okay, and what's your... Yeah, and what's your foster mother called? Molly, what's her surname?
Vero. V-E-R-R-A-L-L.
Okay. And if, for example, we can't get hold of you, Ellie, or, for example, we get some money back for you and we're unable to get in touch with you, who would you like us to contact in your place? So if say, the worst happens, for example, and you're in hospital or something like that and we wasn't able to reach you, who would you like us to nominate as your beneficiary?
My son. My eldest son.
Your son. Can I take his name, please?
John White. John Alexander White.
John White. Okay, do you have a telephone number? Yeah, do you have a telephone number for him?
Yeah, but it's only to be used in absolute emergencies. He is not to be told about any of this. Unless I'm dead.
No, that's it.
Does that make sense?
No, that's it. We'd only really give him... Yeah, we don't... That's the only time we'd really give him a call, to be fair, there, really.
Please, yeah, because it's very delicate. Right, his mobile is 07415.
No, understandable. Yep.
687.
070. Okay, that's fine. Okay, that's fine. Police wasn't involved. So, just to put it straight, when I was living with my foster,
yeah, it's not right that everyone else is on my files that I have, and she kept telling me they took you away because I wasn't well in her care, and she goes, I don't know where you went, I don't know the family, the foster family that you went to, and it was not in my record. And she goes, and then I got you back. That's disgusting, man. And the same with the
writing down what you are saying.
Yeah, it's vile. Yeah. I don't even know the Kippen house I went in. Into who? Where is that? Who is it that was looking after me when I was born? And then the family that adopted me—they were vile. It was just ridiculous. There was so many signs on that the note saying that I should not have been with that family. Absolutely. Oh my God. I've actually got verbatim words on the records that I've noted. It's disgusting, man.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have had stones, never mind children.
Not understandable. So I'm writing all this down that you are saying, don't worry, Emily.
Yeah,
I'm sure I've got the right obviously story for you. Now, that's in regards to a statement, that's all we really need from you.
Yep. You still there?
So we are going to go to, you know, speak to you about it, and the case is going to, like I said, it's going to go on for about 5 or 6 months, a case, to ensure we get the right answers for you. We do need photo ID to prove it's yourself who's making the claim.
Yeah.
So, excuse me. So what I'm going to do in a moment, Ellie, is I'm going to send you a quick WhatsApp message from the company WhatsApp Messenger.
Yeah.
It'll just say, hi, Ellie, please send over a picture of clear ID and a letter to prove where you live. So just like a driving licence or a passport or a bus pass if you've got one, it doesn't really need to be a government one. Just something with your picture on it so we can prove it's you. And then a letter dated in the last 3 months so we can prove it's you again, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
So just bear with me a moment because I'm going to send this over to you now just so you can get it done for us. Just one moment there. Is it a passport or a driving licence you're going to be using, Ellie?
A driving licence. I've never been in a plane in my life. You'll never get me on a plane without that.
Maybe not. No worries. I'm a bit wary of planes, to be fair. I've been on one, but I don't like it. As soon as the turbulence hits.
No, thanks. You're not going to be sick.
That's it. So, Ellie, if you look at your mobile now, you should have a WhatsApp from myself. It'll be from Ben, which is myself, of course.
Right, yeah.
I just need you to take a picture of your driving licence and take a picture of a letter.
Front and back, or just the front?
Just the front. It's just a bit with your picture on. And then just any letter you've got dated in the last 3 months.
Right, that's that. A letter, I'm trying to think. I've got a letter from breast screening. Just got it the other day, my name.
Yeah, just from any old letter. It could even be a letter from Netflix, it doesn't really matter.
There you go.
Perfect, I've got your ID, so that's great.
There you go.
Are you still using the same email address as well there, Ellie? Are you still using the email of Elizabeth121, yeah?
Yes, absolutely.
Because what we need to do now we've got your ID in your letter.
Yep.
No, that's fine. Because now we've got your ID in your letter, what we need to do is send you out a document for you to sign. It just lets us obviously proceed with the claim for you. Gives us the authority to contact the parents and such.
They're all dead, mate, apart from my father. My real father. And he's absolutely disgusted. He was never told about me.
Yeah, we won't get in touch with him. It's more like social services and such, you know, to find out where you went and they normally keep a record of that, so they should have a record of it.
Yep.
Okay, now your name on your birth certificate, I'm guessing it's still the same name. We've got Elizabeth White, yeah?
On my birth certificate, no. That was my married name.
On your driving licence and such.
That's my married name.
Because what we need to do is just send out to match drive.
My birth certificate would be your adoption certificate.
Send out to match driving licence.
My birth certificate will be my adoption sort of birth certificate, won't it? So it'll be Elizabeth Mary Black. Can you believe that?
Mary Black.
Yeah, and then I'm married a man. Yep.
Okay.
That was adopted name.
Okay, no problem. So, adopted. Yeah, no worries.
Yep.
So, Ellie, I've just sent you a quick email over. You'll also receive a text message of it. It'll be from notifications at Zoho.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's just a document on there for you to sign. It's just a case of clicking one box, and then it'll let you choose a signature you want to use. Click the signature and it should let you sign it there and then.
Loads of easy, right, okay.
Do you want to have a look on your email for me? It should be there for
you. Yeah, I'm doing it now. So, proceed to document. Mm-hmm. And that, I think you can send it. Signature. Okay. Wait a minute. How do I do it? Signature.
So it should give you a few options.
I've just gone it. Wait a minute.
No, it's taking time.
There we go. And that's done. Email to me.
Sorry?
That's it. It's been signed.
Let's have a look. Yeah, that's all done for us there, Ellie, so that's great stuff.
Right.
So, Ellie, like I say, with these claims, you are looking at between a 5 to 8 month time period. But the great news is for these claims, I know it doesn't make it any better, but the minimum amount we are either able to get back for you is £10,000, and the average is around £40,000, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Average for these claims. But like I say, we will know a lot more information once the claim has gone through. But that's everything you need to do, Ellie. So like I say, your information is confidential. Like I say, it won't be passed to anybody, or you won't hear about it on the news or anything like that. It is a confidential matter. So,
yep.
Like I say, it will be myself and you who actually know about this. Of course, when we do the claim, the solicitors will know, of course, because they're dealing with a claim for you.
Yep.
But that is everything done for you. Other than that, do you know anyone else who suffered some similar kind of abuse?
No, I don't. It's my own. I'm very private. No, I don't know anybody.
Yeah, most people tend to be fair. Somebody who told me their information yesterday, they've never mentioned a word to anybody. So it is kind of a delicate subject, isn't it?
I understand why. Nobody knows this apart from my father. I can't tell you his name at all because he's so high profile. Absolutely not happening.
No, don't worry about it. Don't worry about that. Like I say, it's not a problem at all. So it's not going to start. Okay, so Ellie, we're going to get this back to you. You will receive an email anyway with some more information in the next couple of days. And the solicitors will be in touch in the next couple of weeks to give you some answers in regards to the claim. Well, that is everything we need you for, so it's all in the process now. And good luck with the case, my love, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Perfect. If you need me for anything at all, Ellie, you can always give me a call back on this number, okay?
Okay, thanks. What's your name, Ben?
All right, thanks. My name is Ben.
God bless, mate.
You too, my love.
Take care, bye.
Thanks for your time, my love. Have a good day.
Bye. Thank you.